This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Getting back to this idea of whether there's a franchise player in this draft, I think it just might not be where you want it to be. It might be a defensive tackle. It might be a cornerback instead of a quarterback. That doesn't mean this isn't going to be a great draft.
Might be a running back. They say it's a great draft for a running back.
And I've heard some of those running backs also did ballet when they were in their formative years.
Great footwork.
That automatically translates to the pro game. Max been saying it for years.
Balance.
Yep. If you have done karate, and of course that allows you to work on your footwork and
sweep the leg,
as it were. That's a great point by Mac Robinson there. However, I do think, I think for the Browns, the nice thing about this draft is you can kind of do a little bit of both. Like, everybody always focuses on like a safer draft. All right, so I think to me a safe draft means you draft in the trenches, you fortify what I think matters most in winning football. And you avoid the splashy positions if they're not there. Like, I don't know there's a number one receiver in this draft. And I like, maybe McMillan is, but he might be like T. Higgins. Is he a one or a two kind of guy? I don't know that there's an elite quarterback in this draft. So if you don't have to, and I don't think the Browns have to do anything, just avoid the risk and take players. And this, whether it's edge or defensive tackle, or even splashier positions, running back and tight end, there are really damn good football players in this draft.
It's what Phil Savage used to call the meat and potatoes. You know, you don't go for dessert, which is the flashy skill players. You don't reach for those guys, especially when you're not ready for them. You, like you said, you go in the trenches. You fill those meaningful spots. And I think this is a perfect draft to do that. I am not sold on these quarterbacks. It's not because I'm afraid. It's not because I'm living in fears or anything like that. It's just, I'm just being practical about. Now, somebody in this draft that's a quarterback, I do believe will become a good player in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really trust Andrew Berry's going to be able to know who that's going to be?
See, that to me, if you say, I don't want to take a quarterback because I don't trust Andrew, that is a little living in your fears. I don't think, if you just want to avoid one of them because you don't think they're very good, you don't think it's guaranteed the best quarterback in this draft is going to be one of the first two quarterbacks off the board, then we're in the same conversation.
I'm on both sides of the aisle. I don't trust to be able to identify the player, but also at the same time, I don't believe the guys that are being projected to be at the top of the draft are worthy of being in that spot.
So then would you trust him to take a defensive tackle then and not
yes,
a quarterback?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Why?
Maybe
not a left tackle though, eh?
I will give him a hint. Knowing the playbook kind of important to be a quarterback. So please, as you go through the pre-draft process, make sure these guys know how to read, learn, and recite a playbook.
So the other big part of the offseason is what do you do with Myles Garrett? You and I are both on the record on this. But the topic did come up about what's most important with the next quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And I think as you look at why I think the Browns have failed three of the last 4 years to do what the assignment was, which was to go make the playoffs, I think it's very easy to say, well, it's just about the quarterback. I think that is a very convenient way of looking at it. I do think there have been some cultural things. I think Kevin is not naturally a leader of men, which that's not a knock on him. Some head coaches aren't.
You have to do is watch that Hard Knocks series. We were talking about before the show. When I was watching that, when Mike Tomlin was speaking and when Harbaugh was speaking, I was like sitting up in my chair at attention. And then Kevin comes on and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, and again, it's okay if you're more of an X's and O guys, or if you're more of I think Kevin's smart enough to know himself to say, all right, you know, Callahan and AVP, one guy was a little bit more of my leader from the coaching staff, another was a more of my communication guy, because those are not where I'm maybe the strongest at. So the problem is you didn't have that this year. I hope they have that.
You thought you had it in Jim Schwartz a little bit, but
yeah, but
it didn't. It did.
I think
it didn't carry from 1 year to the. It didn't carry from year one to year two.
I don't think it carried from one side of the ball to the other.
Oh well, that too.
And I think that's. I think maybe you need another authoritative presence on the offensive side of the thing. Maybe it's Blomgren. Maybe it's I forgot who the new OC is. It's Tommy Reese, but maybe it's somebody else. But if you know your head coach is maybe not a true definitive leader of men, then you have to go ahead and put that in the locker room. And I think this is even more important with the idea of Miles potentially being traded. I think this is a great time to reset the culture, reestablish that locker room, and I think it all starts with who's going to be your quarterback. I think if you were to upset the apple cart at all this year, I think the number one trait for the quarterback next year or for the next quarterback, I think it's going to have to be somebody who is a truly great leader. And I think maybe that's why you saw Joe Flacco step into the void 2 years ago, and all of a sudden the team went and played their best football in 4 years under Kevin Stefanski. I'm not saying bring back Joe Flacco, but I think that's the kind of impact an important leader, even if they're slightly physically less talented, can have.
Two things stand out to me in this particular era of the Barry Stefanski regime. They were at their best as a franchise in two instances. One, in 2020, when nobody was allowed around the football team during COVID, and it's all it was. It was just football, right? And football was, even for the players, just from like a human level, football was like their only normalcy, even with the conditions that they had to deal with, right? The restrictions and things like that. And the second time that they were at their best is when Joe Flacco walked in the door. Instantaneous command of that locker room.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I think that there's a lesson in there that the Browns organizationally could learn.
And I think maybe they've resisted, which I find a little frustrating. But continue, please, because I think you're making a really good point.
Yeah, I keep falling back to that. You know, there's a lot that comes with being a Cleveland Brown. Obviously, the inglorious history of this franchise, the modern history of this franchise. A lot of players today don't really understand that the Baltimore Ravens were once originally the Cleveland Browns. They don't understand the circumstances of why this team is here again, you know, because this is their job.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming here to work, to make money, play their position, do what their coaches tell them to do, and hopefully win some games at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really concerned about the other. Of course, everyone that comes in, they do that. Yeah, we love the fans are great, blah, blah, right? But there isn't really a true understanding of, like, history around the game. Like it used to be. That tradition has been broken. Not only just from the original Browns to the expansion Browns and that 3-year hiatus, but the tradition of excellence, the tradition of winning, the tradition of competing at the highest levels in the game, that is all gone. And they've never really recreated that in this expansion era for a variety of reasons, right? And we all know what those reasons are. But for me, it to your point, it starts with their inability to find a franchise quarterback, to find the face of the franchise, find the on-the-field general, that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. They've never really found that. We thought we did for a couple of years with Baker. He started, 53 straight games or whatever. That was like the longest stretch. You had to go back to Brian Sipe in the late 70s and 80s for consecutive starts, right? But Baker, unfortunately, he just wasn't mature enough. The organization wasn't mature enough to mature Baker,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you just all those like little things, I think, kind of add up against you. And I feel like that they still haven't really found their way. And we've at times, I think, talked ourselves into believing that they found the way. Like, coming off of 2020, we had all those expectations going into 2021. Same thing this past year. They're going to compete for the division. They should not only make the playoffs, but they should get to the divisional round, take that next step, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for all the, well, Deshaun was the primary problem this past season. My counter-argument, and we've had this conversation, my counter-argument has always been, okay, but he was only on the field for 6.25 games.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really got better materially when Deshaun was gone. So the quote-unquote problem, and I'm not saying he wasn't, okay, the performance and all that. I'm not saying that it wasn't a problem, because it was. But like once that was extracted and you moved on from it, things should have materially gotten better, right? Things got better when Joe Flacco took the field. But we didn't see that this year. We didn't see it with Jameis. We didn't see it with any other quarterbacks they put on the field. So that's the thing that they've got to find that guy. And I don't know that that guy is in this draft.
Well, and I think if you, because again, it's a lot to ask a rookie quarterback to be good enough to play and a good enough leader to help this organization. That's why the right veteran quarterback, and then you're going to hate the names. But if you find a guy that you think can start for the next 2 years, even if that's to a bridge quarterback that you draft next year, I think you need a quarterback to stabilize the situation in Berea, and I think that starts with leadership. 216-474-0092. How important is leadership with a new quarterback? I think with the way this thing is set up, I think it might be the most important thing, and that's why I lean veteran quarterback and a former MLB GM calls out a major key to the Guardian's success in 2025.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.